I'm Sam, and we are the Daily Mails.
We're here to report all things topical from the world's most credible news source. So, Sam, we're finally here, the Daily Mails. How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, very good. It's been a long time in the making, and we finally sort of got our act together and bought a microphone and giving it a go.
Yeah, just a bit of background information. Me and Sam have been thinking for about 2 years now on making a podcast. Never really got around to doing it, but here we are now. So, the Daily Mails. Sam, do you want to fill us in on what we're talking about?
Yeah, so the idea of the podcast is me and Andy are both keen readers of all publications, good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, why not share some of the best stories from the most, what would you say, the most reputable newspaper out there?
It's definitely the most reputable.
Pure facts, really. It rhymes with Schmaley Schmale.
Yeah.
The bright sparks out there will know what we're talking about right away. If not, another clue. It's owned by a man whose name sounds like
Bupert Durgadok.
Yes, it does sound a bit like that. So basically, we're just going to talk about some of the wonderful stories and give our own views on it and yeah, just have a chat.
Hope you enjoy.
This is about an American lady who very sadly just passed away. Named Grandma Sybil Mary Hicks. Have you heard about this lady?
I've yet to hear about her. From what I know so far, she's got a great name, and reading it on through the article has a bit of humour behind her. She refers to her husband as a horse's ass. Well, in fact, actually, the ass is it's got some asterisks over it, so you can just see the A, so it could potentially be arm.
Ooh.
Or art.
Mm.
Horse's art, potentially. Who knows?
Could be a horse's arm.
We don't know.
So anyway, Sybil Mary Hicks from Ontario, America. She's from America.
She's from America.
She's made the news this week because she said, I finally have the smoking hot body I've always wanted, having been cremated. This grandmother leaves the internet in stitches after writing her own hilarious obituary. First of all, what are your thoughts on it?
Funny. Obviously a funny woman. God bless her. R.I.P. I know, reading on from here, she's left a lot of loved ones.
13
grandchildren. The third generation from her is going to be massive.
Yeah, I mean, she looked like she enjoyed her life. Just looking for these pictures. I mean, she could be on a roller coaster, so you can't really tell the face she's making. But yeah, I mean, she was very happily married to her husband, Ron, who she joked about calling a horse's arm. And I think overall it's quite a nice story, bit weird, but I guess kind of funny that she has had the last laugh. As in,
yeah,
She's
I'd love to see how the family took it, to be honest.
Yeah, it could have been.
Could have gone, obviously, down two ways. Badly or well. Guess we'll never know.
Well, we never will know. But I think, I mean, it is funny, but it's a tiny bit fucked up.
No, I don't agree. I think she's obviously been a closet comedian. Kept it in her whole life and thought, do you know what? I'll leave on the greatest joke of all time. The fact that I am a comedian and I've hid it from my family the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you're right.
I'm quite proud of Sybil. She's done her family well, her obituary well, and I'm sure all those great-grandchildren, when they finally come, will be very proud of her.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely someone who's going to be remembered, and I guess sort of like going out of a bang, it is pretty funny. No one's ever going to forget her now and her family. And yeah, it's ironic that she's now got the smoking hot body she was always after.
She got what she was after.
She did, one way or another. I found a few funny comments, which I think we should discuss here. Where's this first one? Okay, so Jacob Braswell says, when she makes that face on the right, she looks a little like Melissa McCarthy.
I found one from someone called John.
Yeah.
You'll never guess where John's reporting from.
Where?
He's been reading this in Baghdad, Iraq.
Bloody hell.
So he said this an hour ago, so I don't know what the time zone there is, but maybe, I'd imagine it's in the night time in Iraq.
Yeah.
So, you know, bit it's of night time read.
Day or night. Yeah.
And he just plainly said, that was perfect. So, Sybil, you've made John's day.
I think, although this, looking through the comments, has clearly touched a lot of people's hearts, there is one bloke, there's always going to be one bloke, who doesn't agree, and clearly he's not very happy. He's just gone with, silly old loon. A nice one, Nord London.
It's good to see it got 10 down votes and yeah, no up votes.
Hope you're happy.
You know, the public are behind Sybil. No one likes Nord Lord.
Nord Lord from London.
It's quite a hard thing to say that, but, you know.
Yeah, Nord Lord the nerd, maybe. Yeah.
Nord Lord the bored.
Yeah.
Bored.
The very bored. Bastard. Probably at a job he hates right now.
Just yeah.
Refreshing the schmody schmail. Just to troll people online. Anyway, just to conclude that one, I think good on you, Sybil. Funny way to go. And yeah, very memorable. What about you?
Well in, Sybil. I'm quite happy that Carol Stern from the Schmaily Mail, Schmaily Schmail. has reported this and brought it to our attention. So I also want to thank Carol as well.
Thank you, Carol. And RIP Sybil.
Yeah.
Okay, so third story. We've got world's former fattest man steals perfume and phone chargers in his mobility scooter.
Quite a brave task, I must say. They're quite popular, perfume and phone chargers. Everyone needs them, and I can imagine on the black market quite easy to sell.
Yeah, well, the shocking twist in this story is he did this, well, committed this theft just months before he was set to return to the UK for pricey NHS surgery. So Paul Mason, the man in question, piled on 16 stone after his fiancée broke up with him.
That's commendable. 16 stone is...
about two men.
That's one of me.
You're 16...
Well, I'm... No, 15.
16 stone. Anyway.
I don't really want to say that live on air. I'm 12. I'm 12 stone.
Okay. Right. So the 57-year-old's been accused of stealing goods from a Walmart store. First of all, what springs to mind for me is how did he make it like inconspicuous?
The way I picture it, and I've got a mental image now in my head, is obviously you're that fat, and looking at the pictures, he's very
big,
fat.
He's big boned.
Just to say, this guy could definitely fill out a king size bed to himself, and he definitely has a lot of flaps, and when you've that many flaps, you've got a lot of hiding holes.
You know what? You're not wrong.
And with hiding holes comes places to hide your perfume and phone chargers. So I can picture him skating around in his mobility scooter and just lifting up a flap, you know, chucking some Armani in there, bit of Gucci. Then you've got your Android chargers, your iPhone chargers. I mean, when you think about it and you're going through Walmart, There's a lot of aisles and a lot of unprotected aisles. I mean, they've got personnel, but they don't have personnel manning every aisle. Well, so I can imagine it being quite easy.
Okay, so on the one hand, let's say he did it, yeah, as he's being accused of doing.
Yeah, of course.
And the staff have said Paul's tried to pull off the stunt before.
Yeah, I mean, but he's not guilty yet.
Yeah, no, he's just innocent until proven guilty. But plot twist, let's say, as he said, Paul's got a lot of flaps and stuff.
Yeah.
Let's say he's sitting down on the sofa at home,
mm-hmm.
and he sits on a bottle of perfume and a phone charger, and mm-hmm. he thinks, oh, I must have left them somewhere. The next day, he's in Walmart, scooting along. These fall out of him, and he suddenly gets accused of theft.
Yeah, that's plausible. It's definitely plausible.
Did Paul steal, or is he simply...
I mean, I'd imagine as well that the skin on his body gets very clammy. Some would say a magnetic. So suction power to the fucking max.
Yeah.
And he could definitely accidentally rub his body on the perfume aisle. We've all been there. And yeah, one bottle might accidentally get stuck under a bit of flap.
Sort of using
How's he going to find it?
Using his gut, sort of like a human clam.
Yeah.
To, you know, approach the perfume.
Doctor Who episode where they've got, who is it? Who's that comedian that they got? He sucks people's soul.
Who is it?
It's on the tip of my tongue. Tip of my penis.
Right. that's ruined this.
We'll delete that.
Cut that bit out. Anyway, you're back with us. Okay, so just to summarise.
Back in the room.
Yeah, he's done wrong. He shouldn't have stole, especially as he's waiting to go back to the UK to have very expensive surgery. I mean, we're putting out all this money for him to have his surgery and get his life back on track, and he's over
it. The thing is, as well, it's on the NHS, so it's not like he needs the money for the surgery.
No,
it's
exactly.
Paid for
by
us, the taxpayers.
Actually, he may have had to buy a few plane tickets to get home.
Yeah, I'd imagine at least six.
Anyway, we shouldn't laugh, but it is quite funny. Just a quick look at the comments before we summarise. Seriously Stupid from Thornton Heath Croydon says, hopefully prison will sort out his obesity, as he can only eat what he's given. Plus, it's good for him to lose weight. He's not wrong, it's good for him to lose weight, but I don't think prison's going to help his obesity. I think he's probably just going to get terrorised.
Yeah, as well. That's a lot of money. Think about how many cells that man needs. I mean, that again is taxpayers' money, even more than the surgery he needs. So, what was that guy's name again?
Paul. Oh, Seriously Stupid said that. Okay, so talking about Paul again, Big Paul, who stole the, got accused of stealing a phone charger and some perfume in his mobility scooter. Looking back at the comments, DCF156 from Miami has said, looks like Michael Moore. Fair enough.
If Michael Moore cloned himself three times and stuck himself together, maybe.
I don't know who Michael Moore is, but bloody, that's a good call. Maybe time to take the fridge and cooker out of his bedroom. Who keeps filling the fridge? I mean, I don't think he's got the fridge and the cooker in his bedroom, Bobby Mills 22. Unless he lives in a studio. But taking that out, I mean, like, if you just take, sure, he shouldn't be eating as much as he does, but if you take all the food away, he's going to die. He stole a phone charger and some perfume. He didn't, I don't know, didn't rob the Queen.
Yeah. What's that show where all the fat people go and they lose a lot of weight?
Biggest Loser.
Biggest Loser.
See, I've never understood.
That'd be a great episode.
I've never understood with this show, if you win it, are you the biggest loser? Or if you lose, are you the biggest loser?
I guess there's always going to be losers in life. Biggest Loser. I mean, everyone's a winner at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And they get a lot of, a lot of time to lose weight.
I think what is quite sad, obviously he's had a really tough time and he's not in a good place after breaking up with his fiancée. Because when he was with his fiancée, it was when he was part of a documentary called World's Fattest Man, where he had lost a huge amount of weight. And then they broke up because he wasn't committed to the relationship and he put on 16 stone. And I think this is what led him to a life of crime.
Mm. Was he already the world's fattest man and then he put on 16 stone?
Yeah, so he was the world's fattest man, got this TV show, was with his fiance, and then she left him, I think, after the show ended when he was getting back on track.
Yeah.
And then he went and, yeah.
I mean, it just shows to us, from an external point of view, he must have a great personality. Because if you are the world's fattest man and you back yourself a girl and she's...
Or a boy.
Or a boy.
Yeah.
Or a boy-girl. Or a girl-boy.
Yeah.
You know, it's 2019 at the end of the day.
Mm. You do you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, fair play to him. Because he's got a partner, a wife,
but
fiancé, not yet married.
I don't think they're going to get married.
They're not going to get married, are they?
Off the cards.
Off the cards.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing him now going down the aisle. Maybe that's why she called the marriage off.
Maybe
she was like, how's he actually going to get out? Maybe he called the marriage off because he was like, seriously, love, how am I going to get down this aisle?
Maybe what Walmart should do is like a Walmart. It's just push the aisles closer together and just have the phones and the perfume right at the end of a really tight aisle. We'll just go, guys, come on. Maybe put a few chicanes in there so you can't get around a scooter.
Yeah, that'll definitely stop him.
But I mean, yeah, just to summarise... I feel a bit bad for Blake. Obviously, he's got some tough stuff going on.
Definitely some mental issues.
It's not an excuse for stealing. Shouldn't have done it, Paul, especially when you're in the public, a public figure. He's known.
Yeah.
He's been on the show. He's very recognisable.
He lost some Insta followers.
I mean, look, you shouldn't have done it, Paul, and I hope you learn your lesson. Best of luck with getting back into shape and who knows, maybe getting your fiance back.
Yeah, Paul, I'm rooting for you, mate. I know you can do it.
Mm.
So our next topic is, why are Meghan's clothes always creased?
Ooh.
So experts claim that the Duchess's wrinkled wardrobe is down to a poor choice of fabric, and she should opt more for knitwear like Kate.
Hmm. See, this one's really ruffled my feathers.
It has, for me too. And do you know it's quite astonishing?
What?
The former creative director of Mulberry.
Oh, is that has waged Scott, in. Scott Henschel?
Scott Henschel.
Yeah, yeah.
He's waged in on the war, and he's an advocate for the wrinkle-free fabrics.
Well,
and that's quite amazing, because Mulberry, not a small brand.
No,
that's
not
big,
small at all.
Big claim from a big person.
But I mean, look, we're seeing former creative. Who knows what happened to Scott Henschel? Who knows if he knows what he's talking about?
Exactly.
But we do. So moving on from Scott's opinion.
Just to describe some of these pictures, there's definitely wrinkled clothes.
Oh, yeah. She, mate, you know, it looks like Will's texter, not Will, sorry, Harry's texter going, "You're right, Meg, pick you up in the morning. Taxi's leaving at 9.
Yeah.
And she's going, yeah, 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 yeah.
And she's looking at a watch and it's 8:55.
Yeah, she's thinking, okay, I'll pack tonight, and then she'll have an early night. And then her mate's texter going, "Oh, Meg, do you want to come to Spoons?" And she's thought, phew, obviously.
Definitely.
So Meg's gone out to Spoons, been out all night, got home, in bed, 3 missed calls from Hazza. Hazza's like, "Oi, Meg, the bloody taxi's here."
Yeah.
And she's just chucked anything she can find into her bag. And you know what? Yeah, it's really, really riled me up, this one.
And as well, like, it's a lot to blame Meghan for something that isn't designed by her. Yeah, she's putting on her body. It's her choice to put it on her body. Mm. But she's not the one making these clothes. These are clothes that cost thousands of pounds, like the finest of designer gear, and they're disappointing.
Yeah, but yeah,
I'd imagine paying say $3,000 for a jacket and being on the front cover of the Schmaley Gale, yeah. Exposed to the world for being a wrinkly thief.
I think. Well, let's take out thief there.
Because I'm not making that claim, by the way, Meghan, if you're listening.
I just think, I mean, she seems to get a lot of shit from this publication, the Schmaley Schmail.
Yeah.
And I think whatever she does, she's going to. But I just find it astonishing. I would love to be important enough that you get a whole article written about you by a professional journalist about
what
your
clothing. What do you think your article would be on?
TV star Sam Kenny Herbert's shoelaces, so inadequate.
Yeah. I think mine would be, wow, how could one man eat so many chicken nuggets?
Yeah, I think so. But just going back to what I was saying, so who's written this article? It was written by Martha Cliff. Martha Cliff. I just think Martha must get an email from a manager going, "You're right, Martha. She went writing about some creased clothing today," and she just must be thinking, "Why the fuck did I
Martha,
go to uni?
We need something on Meghan, stop!
Why did I go to uni and do a degree to write about wrinkled clothing? Is there nothing on Raheem Sterling today?"
Yeah.
Is there nothing?
God, imagine if Raheem had some
wrinkled
clothes.
Can you imagine?
Jesus.
Raheem Sterling causes global warming by not ironing white t-shirts. Honestly, I think the one thing that this newspaper at the end of the day, most of it is just ridiculous, and it's quite funny to read because it's so ridiculous. But stuff like this, it's like, it's just grow up. You're going mad at a woman for wearing wrinkled clothing. And I mean, I've just seen you looking down at the comments, Andy.
I'm scrolling through them trying to.
I've found a good one from Violet from Tornado Alley, United States. Surely the RF, I think she means Royal Family, can afford a stylist to advise on things like this. Plus, waiting hems so they don't fly up and show too much leg. Opaque slips for thin skirts, bracket, die nailed it on that, etc. I mean, look. Yeah, you're not wrong, but.
I'm sorry, Violet. What's wrong with a bit of leg? It's 2019. She's a beautiful woman. You know, freedom of the legs. Freed the legs.
Another thing that's. Another comment. So someone's replied to Violet's comment. Heidi Klump from Woking. She needs advice on how not to get her clothes wrinkled. Yeah, nice one, Heidi. I bet you look bloody wonderful all day, every day.
Got a comment here from a poor old northerner from the north of Birmingham.
Do you want to put it in a Birmingham accent, or shall I?
Poor old northerner.
fuck's sake, Shmuel, leave the woman alone.
Poor old Northerner from the north of Birmingham, even though Birmingham isn't in the north, as argued by everyone.
Yes.
And that's why it got 78 downvotes.
Yeah, I mean, give the girl a break, I think, is the overall consensus here. Just, you're asking, first of all, give Martha a break. You're asking a professional journalist to write about creased clothing.
Yeah.
How does that make her feel? So I thought we'd just call in for an expert's view on this quickly. Let's see if he picks up.
Good afternoon.
Hi, is that Scott from Matalan?
That's right, yeah.
Hi, Scott. We were just reading an article about Meghan Markle's creased clothing.
So, Scott, we just wanted your opinions on this article. Firstly, are you a Meghan Markle fan?
I love Meghan Markle. I can't get enough of the Duchess of Cambridge.
That's good. And how do you feel about the Shmaily Shmail posting this article online about her clothes being wrinkled all the time?
Well, personally, I'm not a big fan of the Shmaily Shmail. I think they're
join the club.
Big to worry about.
I think... Sorry, Scott. Carry on.
But personally, if she was herself worried about creased clothing, then Matalan has a great variety of creased-free clothing she can worry about.
It really does. It really does, Scott. And it's affordable.
You're not wrong there, Sam.
Okay, Scott. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Speak again soon.
No worries. Bye-bye.
Bye for now. So you've heard it from the expert himself, although he may or may not be promoting a different company.
We're not endorsing them at all. No, we're not endorsing them. We have no affiliation with Matalan. None at all.
And I think if they were to target a more upmarket sort of clientele like Meghan and the Royal Family, maybe they should rebrand to Matalan.
Yeah.
Anyway, general consensus, 5-second summary, grow up, Daily Mail.
From us today, guys. It's been a pleasure talking to you and talking about the Shmaily Shmail. Obviously, we've been thinking about doing this for a long time, so we'd really appreciate your thoughts on how it's gone. Any feedback would be great from you guys. And I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm not sure about you, Sam, but it's been great.
I have as well, actually. It's been a lot of fun to make. Hopefully you don't like it. If you don't, keep it to yourselves, talk about us behind our backs, and then when you see us to our faces, send a bit of praise our way. It would be wonderful. But yeah, thank you very much for listening, if you have listened, or if you're still here. And a big thank you to our guests today, especially Scott Rose, calling in from Matalan, taking time out of his busy schedule. Mm-hmm. And also from a very special listener, Max Darrington, head of Maris Tennis Team, outstanding scholar, outstanding man, and soon to be successful city boy. Looking forward to seeing you soon, Max, and keep up the good
work.
Thanks
for listening, Max.